A reflection from Father Luis Sassano, Matthew 26:14-25. Betrayal and sale. 1. Judas. He is a man who awaits the occasion to betray Jesus. He must have had a great internal struggle. It seems he has not spent his time with Jesus trying to get to know him better. Judas doesn't see Jesus as the Messiah. He looks at himself and puts himself at the center of everything. Many times, Jesus has been close to you, and instead of getting to know him better, you turn your back on him. Just think of the fact that many people have a church nearby and find excuses not to go to Mass, while others have Mass only once a year. How many times have we betrayed Jesus? How often have we set him aside? When Jesus does not satisfy our desires, we hand him over instead of giving ourselves to him. 2. You have said so. After Jesus' announcement, the disciples have a kind of feeling, a desire to remove the guilt. You too can have this kind of scrupulous conscience in which you believe that every announcement that is made refers to you. Learn to know your limits and to analyze the reasons why you do things. Remember, God has given and gives his life for you. What do you give him? 3. Supper. God reminds us that the Eucharist is our shelter. Prayer, the Eucharist, and fraternity can help us through the worst moments of our life. Don't neglect these 3 points and never stop looking for God. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and protect you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.